in James chapter number 3. James, the book of James, is a practical book. That's what it is. You know what practical is? It's when you can practice it. And the whole Bible literally is practical. Amen. You can practice the whole Bible. And this morning, this is a practice session. And so we're going to work on chapter number 3. And when you find it, stand with us. Let's honor the Bible this morning. Again, I'd like to say it's good to have all our visitors with us. It's good to have Sister Cassie's mother and daddy with us from Georgia. Good to have them come down and be with us this morning. Now, appreciate them, and along with all of our visitors, we're glad to have you here today. It's good to see Sister Judy and Caitlin with us this morning. We've been praying for her and their family, that the Lord just continue to bless them. Good to see all of you here. And I could go on and on. I probably shouldn't have started calling names, but it's just good to have all of you here today in the service. Chapter 3 in the book of James. The Bible says, my brethren. Now, he's talking to Christian people. He's not talking to lost people. He's talking to Christian people when he addresses my brethren. He said, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Yes. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeneth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter the little fire can kindle. The tongue is a fire. Now let me read that again. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. He said, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Let that sink in for just a second. We were made at the image and the likeness of God. I mean, God loves you. God created you in His likeness and His image, every individual. And it's an amazing thing that we can bless God with this tongue and then curse men that God had made in His image. Isn't that something? Why do we do that? He said, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endureth with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be here. Lord, I pray this morning that you'd have your way in the service. Lord, you know the need of the hour. And I pray, dear God, that you'd grant it to us today. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach one more time your unsearchable riches of the Word of God. We ask you now, Lord, to change us. Let us leave here different than we were when we came. We ask you now to go with us and what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you. We'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help us, for a few minutes on what the tongue can tell. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes this morning. Now, I mentioned as we began to read the text this morning that James is talking to the brethren. And if you'll just read verse number 1 and then read verse number 18, you can find the in-between. Let me read it to you. He says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation." And then all the discourse of the tongue. He says in verse 18, "The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." What the tongue can tell. And, you know, I thought about that oftentimes. He mentions in the text that the tongue is the most unruly member of our body. I tell you, the tongue can both bless and it can curse. Isn't it a shame today how when you think about the tongue has, and you don't have to raise your hand. It was only maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I was sitting here at the parsonage and I bit my tongue. Yes, amen. Have you ever heard that statement before when somebody was about to say something they had no business saying and you say, "Bite your tongue." And that means to clam it up. And I bit my tongue and I thought to myself, I was going to die before I could get out here and trying to talk and trying to preach and trying to smile all at the same time and trying to hold my composure. I didn't think I was ever going to get it to stop bleeding. I'm telling you, the tongue is an unruly member, isn't it? It's the worst of all of our body. Has it ever occurred to you how that God had to lock it up with a set of teeth and then zip it up with lips? Amen. That's how bitter that tongue can get. It's the only member like that. Amen. It both will bless and curse. But the tongue can tell. Amen. When you stop and think about what it can say. Now the Bible tells us, he says in verse number 1, he said, "Be not many masters." We have to be careful with the tongue. If we're not careful with the tongue, we'll wind up telling everything on everybody. Amen. And I know people today that all they want to do is tell something. Amen. That's all. Their whole life mission is all about telling people something. Amen. It's not a fact that they have something to say. It's a fact that they just got to say something. Amen. And when I think about it, my friend, there are folks that are in authority. We have people that are in high offices that makes eloquent speeches and they have great authority over the other man. But the Apostle James says to be careful that we don't have many masters. And be careful what you tell. The tongue can tell. Amen. And then he begins to tell the discourse, the spiraling downward discourse of the tongue. He begins to talk about the power of the evil speech. And when you think about the power of the tongue, and I say it both blesses and it curses. The tongue can tell. Sometimes when the tongue speaks, it can just soothe the soul. Amen. Sometimes a good word spoken in kindness can soothe the soul. On other occasions, it can start wars. Amen. And I tell you today, there have been many a fight started because of the tongue. They've been deaths caused because of the tongue. There have been people put in the hospitals because of the tongue. Amen. Because the tongue, the Bible tells us, is like an asp. It's like a poison. Amen. It will just blurt out things. And there have been times where it can cause wars. And there have been times where the tongue can bring soothing peace. And I think about what the book of Thessalonians said when he talks about the coming of the Lord. And he said Jesus is going to come with a shout as that of an archangel. And you remember the dead in Christ shall rise and all of this. And then he ends that particular chapter and says, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Because with the tongue, man can bring about comforting words. And there are some good words that people speak. And I heard somebody say one time, I said, Brother McClellan, I said, choose your words wisely. Yeah. Amen. And you know, we don't always mean to hurt people's feelings, but sometimes that tongue runs away with us. Yeah. Amen. What the tongue can tell. Let me tell you some things that the tongue can tell. The tongue can tell what's on our mind. Amen. Have you ever heard somebody say, he speaks his mind? Amen. I want you to know this morning, it's not always good to speak your mind. Amen. And there are some things that are does well to leave alone when we're quiet. Amen. And sometimes I believe today there is too much of a man's mind that's doing too much talking. Amen. And not enough listening. You know, today people are not wanting you to tell them what to do. They're just wanting you to listen to them. Most of the time, people know the right answer, and they're just talking it out and thinking it out loudly. They don't want you to tell them. They're not even asking for your advice. But I'm telling you, the tongue will tell a man's mind. Amen. Now, James, when he mentions about the tongue, he says that this tongue is hard to get under bridle. It's hard to get calmed down because it wants to speak our mind. Isn't it amazing how our mind can run away with us? Amen. And you know, I think in myself, I think that I know something about everything. Well, I don't, but I think I do. And sometimes I show my ignorance of my mind by my tongue. Amen. We'll just say something and blurt it out there, and then somebody else will come behind me and they'll say something with more authority. And I think to myself, I should have kept my mouth shut. I just looked like I was ignorant by just blurting that out. But I'm going to tell you, our tongue speaks our mind. It will tell what's on our mind. Have you ever heard the statement, tell me what's on your mind? I want you to know this morning that the tongue is a very unruly member. He said that we put bits in the horse's mouth and it obeys us. It'll turn the whole body. He said that we govern ships with a little helm. It's such a great ship. But yet we can't learn to keep our tongue under subjection and to quit speaking our mind. Amen. If I told you everything that I thought about you, you'd run me off. And if you told me everything you thought about me, I'd put my head between my legs and just go to cry. Amen. So isn't it wonderful that we just don't say anything? Isn't that a blessing? There have been families literally torn apart because of the tongue. What the tongue can tell. There have been things spoken because it came out of your mind and it just got blurted out there and it had nothing relevant with a conversation, and we just spoke it out there, threw it out there, and it has caused divisions in the homes. There's siblings that literally will not talk to one another because something had been said. Oh, what the tongue can tell. Amen. What the tongue can tell. He said, so a tongue is a little member. And it boasteth great things. Oh, can't you hear it? I mean, it throws it out there. Oh, looky here. I mean, it boasts of great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Amen. How what a great matter. Just a little said here and a little said there. And it'd have been a whole lot better off if we'd have just been quiet. Amen. There had been some things said that that had been in our mind and in the recess of our minds that had been better off if we hadn't have said it. But it will not only will it tell your mind, it'll tell your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. It'll tell your heart. How the Bible tells us for every kind of beast and birds and serpents and things can be tamed of mankind, but the tongue, how can no man tame? It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. And then he says, therewith bless we God. And he said, even the Father, and therewith curse we men. Amen. I'm telling you, it'll tell the attitude of your heart this morning. Out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth blurts it out. I tell you, somebody said, just follow your heart. The Bible tells us of our heart that it is deceitful. Amen. It's deceitful above all. Who can know it? I'm telling you this morning, this tongue will blurt it out. What's in our heart today? You know, there's probably some good things there, my friend, but there's some bad things that come out of the heart. Amen. And how the heart is deeper. It's the very center of our soul. It's the one that really matters. It's the part that directs us to go one place or the other, turn left or turn right. It's the one that makes the difference in us. Now listen to what he says. He says, out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursing. He said, my brethren, these things ought not to be. Let it set in the recess of your heart. You don't have to speak everything that's in your heart. Cuss words. Cuss words. They come from our heart. That amazing. And I said this here before, and I'm going to say it again. I remember the last cuss word that I said when I was a Christian. While I was a Christian. Don't you look at me like that. Some of you still say it. But I remember I hit my hand with a hammer, and it just came out. I mean, I wasn't thinking about it. But evidently, God aiming for that thing to come out of my heart. So I hit my thumb and it just can't come. But when it popped out of my mouth, it even shocked me. It shocked me that it can't. I never felt so bad. It would have been one thing if it was premeditated. But it wasn't premeditated. Come from the heart. It popped out of there. And I said that. And the young man across the table jumped back, pointed at me, and said, see there? See there, he said, you're talking to me about being a Christian, and here you are cussing. I'm going to tell you, it'll tell what's in your heart, what the tongue can tell. I never felt so bad in all my life. It would have been one thing if it would have came out and nobody heard it. But that lost boy heard it, and I began to cry. And I apologized to him and told him how sorry I was that that happened. I said, I don't know where it come from. And he said, oh, he said, I understand. He said, I talk like that all the time. I said, but I'm not supposed to. Amen. Those things ought not to be. Amen. If you have a problem with cussing, if you have a problem with your filthy mouth and telling things that you ain't got no business telling or saying things you ain't got no business saying, what you need to do is get in the altar and let Jesus wash your heart out and your mouth out with soap. Yeah, I remember Miss D used to wash our boy's mouth out with soap. I'm telling you, she took that bar of soap. They didn't say many of them. In fact, the matter is, all I remember is one. And she took that bar of soap, grabbed them boys up by the neck, opened that mouth, and run that soap up and down their mouth. That cured the cussing. Now, if they cussed away from home, I don't know it. But they never cussed again in the house. And I'm going to tell you, if you've got a problem with your tongue, today's the day. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That we can come to the altar and get a good touch from God. Right. And you remember what Isaiah said? The Bible said that God, that Isaiah said, woe is me. He said, I dwell among an unclean people that have unclean lips. Amen. And the angel took the tongs and he got a coal from the altar and brought it down and touched his tongue. Oh, praise the Lord. Maybe we just need a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost heart cleaning. Amen. God, clean our heart out. Amen. By that tongue can tell.
what's in our heart, you better watch out this morning. Amen. It'll tell off on you. Amen. The tongue. What the tongue can tell. He can tell what's in your mind. The tongue can tell what's in your heart. But then here's a thought this morning in this chapter. The Bible said, but if any have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, he said, glory not and lie not against the truth. He said, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. He said, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. He's still talking about this attitude in verse number one of that tongue. And he brings it down and says, be wise, amen, and have wisdom in your heart, not to let your tongue speak. Get it under control with wise words of godly wisdom. But the tongue can tell. He says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure. I like that, don't you?
Amen.
Oh, what the tongue can tell. He can tell pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. How do we make peace? With words from our tongue. I talk loud. I didn't have to tell you that. You know that. But let me tell you, they tell me that when two people are raising their voice together, learn to bring your voice down.
Right.
It will bring peace in the conversation. Isn't that amazing? Just, I mean, you can say the same word that it might bring about with it peace. Isn't that amazing? That tongue can go to flip-flopping. The next thing you know, it'll cause a row, and then it'll get into a skirmish.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, people begin to separate. Yeah. But let this tongue bring about it peace.
Amen.
Let it speak things that are pure, things that are gentle, easy to be entreated. Nobody wants to talk to somebody with a loose tongue. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, let me say that again. Nobody wants to talk with anybody with a loose tongue. Somebody said they talk too much. Pipe it down. Stop it. Amen. Quit letting it flop. Get them teeth. Shut them teeth. Close them lips. Learn to control the tongue. He said, with it we'll bring entreat. He's easy to be entreat, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And it brings about it peace. Oh, what the tongue can tell. Boy, I think that hit me. May not touch you, but it hit me. The Lord said, he's the Prince of Peace.
Yes, yes.
How does he work his peace in us? He gives it to us.
Yes.
He said, I give unto them peace.
Yes.
But then how do we bring about that peace to the surface? With our tongue.
That's right.
With our tongue. That we bring peace. That it doesn't kindle a great matter. And we fuel it with fire. With that tongue. It brings about it peace. I tell you, I want a peaceable life, don't you?
Yes.
We can have it with the Lord, and we can have it when we get the tongue under control. I'd like for us to stand this morning.